This is one hot football team the Raiders will see on Sunday in the month of October. Offensively, they were as good as any team in pro football. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa with the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. Let's break it down, starting with the running back, Doug Martin. When they last played 10 days ago in Minneapolis, he had a tremendous football game, coach.
Yeah, he's an exceptional football player. He can run with the football. He's got great vision. He's got power. And great explosiveness. And then also they get him the ball in space and in the passing game, and he does some great things. You know, he caught a screen pass the other day and went 65 yards for a touchdown. So we've got our hands full trying to stop him.
They have a very athletic offensive line on that screen pass you're talking about. The center gets down the field about 15 yards to make a block on you.
I tell you, it's one of the more improved teams that I've seen. You know, obviously I spent some time in that division and against that football team, but they've done a lot of things through free agency, through the draft, and they're very much an improved team, and I think the offensive line is one of the reasons why they've been playing so well.
So you got to tackle number 22 on Sunday to be sure, but your rush defense is getting better and better. Last Sunday in Kansas City, one of the best backs in football, Jamaal Charles, you completely took out of the game. Overall, when you look at the numbers, your rush defense is giving up about 102 yards a game, good for 11th in the NFL, less than 4 yards a rush, which is tied for 9th. Give me the assessment of your rush defense now at this point of the year.
It's something that we got to consistently harp on and consistently be able to execute. You know, and really when you look at it, we've had two halves of football where we didn't stop the run, and that was the second half of Miami and the second half of the Denver game. Other than that, I've been very pleased with the way that we've stopped the run, but you know, it really only takes one game, and so we got to make sure that we get 11 hats around the ball, and anytime they hand the ball off, we got to make sure we're flying around to the football.
Yeah, they will turn and give it to 22 a lot, but the quarterback, Josh Freeman, is having a terrific year. He's thrown 3 touchdown passes in each of their last 3 games. Talk about the challenge with these two big wide receivers they have.
Well, and really, it's not just two. I mean, they put 4 guys out on the field at times, and all 4 of them are, you know, 6-foot-plus receivers that can go up and catch the ball at the highest point. So, you know, I think what we've got to make sure that we do in the passing game is we got to eliminate the explosive plays down the field. Yeah. Where they just throw the ball up and guys go up over people's head and make plays. And we got to find ways to come down with that football instead of letting them catch it.
Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams, the two guys, and we know Vincent Jackson well from San Diego. We were visiting with Michael Huff earlier on the show, and the improvement that he has shown, a very challenging assignment to go from free safety to corner. Talk about how he has gotten so much better the last 3 games.
Well, he's gotten better because he's really worked at it. You know, I mean, he's a prideful guy. I appreciate the fact that he was unselfish. And when we asked him to make that move, you know, I mean, I think we all knew it was going to be a difficult transition. But the fact that he didn't even blink, he said, whatever you need me to do, coach. And he's worked extremely hard at it, and he's continuing to work hard at it. And if he continues to do that, he'll continue to get better on a weekly basis.
And he got much better since the bye week. And I think your whole defense has improved since you had that bye week to kind of assess things. You made some tweakage in your nickel package. Look at the numbers. The first 4 weeks, you gave up 22, 35, 31, and then 37 points. And the last 3 weeks, 23, 23. And last week, you played your best defensive game of the year and gave up just 16.
And that's the standard that we want to play at. We feel like we can play, be a good defense in this league, and so our guys are feeling confident that they can make some plays, and that's really what, you know, I think success breeds success, and so when you start having some success, you know, guys develop some confidence, and that's part of what, you know, championship type football is all about.
And one of the things I know you wanted to address at the bye week was third down defense. You were giving up 53% the first 4 games. You've kind of rectified that problem the last 3.
Yeah, we've been better, and we've got to continue to improve, and that's something that we take pride in, and that's something that we'll continue to work on.
Yeah, I know a few weeks ago you broke out the AFC West standings and the whole AFC to let your football team know. Do you do that before a game like this? I mean, you guys have won 2 in a row. You're 3-4. The pure mathematics of it, if you win this game, you're back to .500 midway point of the season. You're very much in this race to win the division.
Yeah, we feel like we're in the race, and we're excited about, you know, every week is we're playing for something. And that's what I want our guys to know, is every week we are playing for something. And you know, this week it was, you know, every team, 107 out of the 108 teams that have made the playoffs since 2003 at some point in time went on a 3-game win streak. That doesn't guarantee that you're in the playoffs, but you got to be able to do that to have that opportunity. So you know, we want our guys to know that we're competing for a shot in the dance.
You get three in a row, you're back to 4-4 on the year at the midway point. Thanks, Coach, for your time on the Silver and Black Show. We'll come back and be rejoined by Jim Plunkett. We'll talk about one of the great corners in the history of pro football, Willie Brown, next on the Silver and Black Show.